Welcome to Mr. Black Pasta's Bloody Basement. I'm Mr. Black. Isn't that cool? This is my show, where we talk about
God knows what.
Well, I've got my head in my heart.
Fuck you!
No, fuck you! Fuck you!
I would be dead if they both fell apart.
Oh, no.
I've got no time for my fears.
Leave me the
fuck
alone!
They fade away, but they won't disappear,
Basement Podcast.
By Mr. Black Pasta.
Nothing we say is to be taken seriously. Nobody say anything homophobic, racist, sectarianist, sexist, prejudiced, threatening or self-incriminating, and don't mention Trump. Everything else, are you vaping? Are you vaping already? 7 seconds into starting episode 3 of the Bloody Basement Podcast, and Irish Joe's vaping. Well, I'm Mr. Black, an American YouTuber, audio cinema making newborn horror writer, musician, and ultimate waker. And with me, as I said, Irish Joe, who you all know, and Noella.
I'll fucking Noella.
The new and improved Noella. Noella, who you might do know and you might not know, but you're definitely going to know after this show. That was pretty. That was bars. That was hardcore.
No pressure there, then.
Noella is quite a breathtaking singer-songwriter, born right here in Derry, the same town as Joe. Same street, actually. Same house.
That's not rubber balls. They're just...
The same room.
There was no...
The same womb.
Same man, dad, but they're brother and sister, so it doesn't count.
And can I kiss only met today.
Can I kiss your brother? Who can you kiss? Sicko.
Well, this show is already making history. It's like a special off the TLC Learning Channel. And tonight, Joseph has a sexual encounter with a roller coaster. Why, Noella rides a Ferris wheel.
Oh,
God.
Don't
help
about it.
Me.
Joe and I actually opened up our first ever episode with a topic called the fart murder. Noella, what comes to your mind when I say the word?
Please.
The fart murderer.
Well,
as in,
let's say the fart murder.
Well, the death of the fart.
Mm-mm.
Or is it a fart that kills people? The smell, it's toxic.
It's a fart that kills someone.
Is this going to happen tonight? And like in this room?
It's possible. It's possible.
I'm cutting back.
You need to cut back.
But genuinely, how could that happen? How would you see that happening? Just the term, what springs to your mind? Like,
small room, a lot of people, really bad curry. Nobody can get out. We're dying here.
This is like a fart outbreak epidemic. This is a new type of horror film.
Feeling sick.
Jesus.
No, I didn't.
Actually, it was a Dutch oven death.
True story.
The guy killed his wife.
Happened.
Yeah.
He killed what?
By a Dutch oven in her. Yeah, in the bed. 100%. That's how. That shows you the level of this podcast.
Toxicity.
That's why that's why he invites you over to the live chats and doesn't tell you what they're about until you land on.
How much are we getting,
Arjun?
Not
getting
fart fivers. That's what you're getting.
What are you going to do with your fiver?
Is it the new fivers or the old fivers?
No. Oh, no.
The ones you can't sniff coke
No,
with.
No. That's it's immigration money. It's dollar.
Oh, dollar. No,
$5.
Only a dollar.
Three quarters, quite rotten.
Noella, so you're a musician, and the cool thing about our history is that I was listening to you in America when I was growing up, going to junior high, I think, maybe a bit younger.
Wow. Back a few years there.
You had a song out.
Uh-huh.
You must have sent it over to you in pigeon.
No, Noella.
You only have dial-up in at the age you used to.
No, I know. The staircase ages.
No, I released
an
album.
No, Noella, you were signed to like, you had like
I was signed to Universal. I did the Lilith Fair. You guys know that over there?
Maybe.
With Sarah McLachlan and Dixie Chicks
and
all the crew. And I had an album out over there. I had a ball. I loved it.
I didn't even know that. I didn't know you were signed.
What?
I didn't.
I released 2 albums in America.
Swear to God, I don't know.
And I specifically remember a song, and I want to say it was about Friends or something.
There's a friend, it was Change Your Attitude, was the first single that was released from it.
Yeah.
That was in 1999.
Jeez, yeah, yeah. So I would have been in the
Oh, anyway, I was doing rats in a walk.
This is no joke.
Scummy or la.
This is no joke.
This is no joke right now.
We saved.
But we'll not get into that because they'll. Jeez, imagine. Well, did you hear the bloody basement? Oh, it slags Derry every episode. That's all I need is an American.
Listen, no, Derry is the best place in the world. It's
beautiful. Like, it's so. Any people, even when we meet taxi and myself. And you would left a lot of people coming on travel and from all over the world. Mm-hmm. And I would always ask them, you know, how you find it, how you, and they mm-hmm. would, and they all say the same thing.
Yeah,
Derry people are so the nicest. Lovely.
Oh, they give you everything.
Mm.
No,
yeah, absolutely.
They would, except support their own. But anyway, so
they don't support their own, but they're great to foreigners.
That's why when I started contact media, I says I should have got somebody from England or America. I've been a millionaire in
absolutely.
Few weeks.
Absolutely,
nice one.
Aye, but it's a beautiful city.
Yeah, it's great, and the weather is still, even since our first podcast, still quite incredible. It's
2 months of incredible.
Mm, yeah,
heatwave. A lot of other people says that these are older men about 50 years of age, of saying that they don't remember Weller, I guess, until since they were kids. Like,
yeah, and you know what it's like because so many of the summers in recent summers have been so bad. Mm. It's almost as if the summer days have been saved up like vacation days at a job or something.
I mean,
and we're getting them all now. We're cashing them in. It's nice.
Absolutely,
it's good.
Our summer usually starts in May. For about a week, and then we get a week in September. That's usually what happens.
Yeah.
When the Wanger at school, which is great.
And see the funny thing about it, she's sitting there saying that, and you could tell she knows about her. I generally don't care for the weather that much. If some tourist asked me, "Oh, when's it sunny here?" I'd be like, "I Google it."
Ireland isn't beautiful because it's sunny all the time. It's beautiful because it's so green.
It's green, yeah.
But when the sun does come, it's crazy how a bit of sun. On anything makes it look so beautiful.
Yeah, well, the light reflecting back off the grain, which is, you know, only influenced by the raindrops that fall constantly, which is, you know, it's a circle of life. Really a Lion King moment, if you ask me.
Oh my God, I just threw up a wee tiny bit there in my mouth.
You just threw up in your mouth? I'm so turned on.
Zimba.
I'm not a bee-da-ba-wee.
A wombo-wee.
Hold on. I'm paying nobody fucking royalties here. Fuck up.
He's a dairyman.
He's
our friend.
And he's dead, yes.
No.
Aye. He did The Lion Sleeps Tonight.
No.
He was from down the street. He was from Ivy Terrace.
I fucking knew you were going
to
say
that. No way.
We just says that. You'll hear it.
There you go.
And we just says that. I knew that. My dad made that. My
McShane. Ian McShane.
Joe's super excited about this.
Ian McShane.
His
mommy was with my mama.
I'm like a fucking seat. I made my dad. They've done a couple of songs though, but there was other ones in the church, wasn't there? That's me singing really good. That's her singing bad. Just like me.
Yeah, totally.
Pretty much.
Anyway. So, Fergus
Sharkey
was here.
Sorry. Noella just nipped Joe.
Aye.
So, I just want that noted.
And he didn't flinch. Because he's not human.
I have sensitive skin.
Mark Zuckerberg.
You're a dick.
And he charged me batteries to run out.
The Bloody Basement Podcast.
Mr. Black Pasta.
If any's listening, ever want to travel or come to Derry, go to the local pubs to drink.
Absolutely.
Yeah, definitely.
And you'll go local. Jesus, you'll look to buy a house here. Like.
You'll hear some of the best stories ever.
And they're all true.
And they'll change every time you hear them.
Eh?
And they'll change every time you hear them.
They elaborate slightly.
I like the older guys who just sit and drink Guinness and wear the Irish hats, you know, and they tell that same story every time you see them, and it just changes all the time. For the better, though.
That's all they've got to live for, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's almost part one life. And two and three and four of the same story.
It's an encyclopedia of that one story.
Let's talk about the origins of swear words and why we cannot say them in public.
Well, can we do it after a break?
No, because you have to go to the cinema, you big bitch.
No, it's alright, I cancelled it.
Did you?
Oh, did you?
I cancelled it.
Good, happy
I'll enjoy hanging out with my wife.
Right, okay, well, let's have Noella, you could play a song, and then when we come back, we could talk about swear words, so their origins, and why we can't say them in public. How does that sound?
I actually looking forward to that.
I'm looking forward to that.
It fucking pisses me off.
Right, so hold it for after that. Noella, can you play us an original?
There's a wee song called Four. I wasn't talking to you. Talking to all you people out in America there.
When you're alone in imagine a place, place where your heart beats instead. You better keep your eyes closed, try to imagine me there. Oh, how did you sleep last night? Could you feel me inside? 4 million kisses, 430 thoughts. You better keep your eyes closed, try to imagine me there. Imagine me
Bloody Basement Podcast. I'm Mr. Black. That was Noella Hutton with a fucking amazing original song. What do you call that?
Four was
not two or three. Just
one, two, three, four.
Just the one.
Four was the one. Four. My friend's favorite number. So four million kisses, 400. Everything was four.
Oh, cool. Like 9 million by. I mean, but I can't
4 imagine. 4 million kisses.
No. What's the bicycles in Beijing song?
Oh Christ. 4 million bicycles in Berlin.
Is it four? Is it?
I don't care.
Is it 9 or 12?
9 million bicycles in Berlin.
Look, I've never even heard it.
I don't care.
Did you say Berlin? This is the German version.
Yeah, it's the Berlin. Yeah, so.
Sind Berlin.
Dankeschön.
Ah, great song. Hey,
fantastic. We're going to get another one in a minute, but let's talk about swear words.
For fuck's sake.
Right. Okay. Well, we'll start it here. What's your favorite swear word? We'll start with you, Noella.
Fuck.
Oh yeah. And
I don't think I have a favorite. But I say cunt a lot. Mm. And that's a dairy thing.
It's a great word.
It's a dairy thing. I'd be like, oh, fuck it in, you cunt. And that's there's a joke, and he'd be all, I'm gonna fight me, a cunt.
You could say, fuck you, or for fuck's sake.
Yeah.
Fuck off. Do you know there's so many ways of saying it?
Yeah, fuck's great. And I agree. For me, motherfucker. There's just. And no, that's one, because there's so many ways you can say it.
So many ways.
You can mean it as, you know, motherfucker and motherfucker. You know, I mean, it's got a great cadence with it. And it's funny that you pick those two, because those are the most two popular words.
Well,
and I wonder if you know anything about them historically, like where they came from, why the fuck we can't say them, and what cunt came up with them. So,
fuck have I know.
Any ideas? Let's start with fuck. Any ideas?
Fuck was I might tell I was told a story.
Right, be careful because you said as in the first podcast that a sneeze is a part of an orgasm, and that was fucking bollocks. And our fans called you up on it.
No, I said
I sent you a screenshot.
I said I heard
for a third party.
And I still think they're wrong, because every time I sneeze I get a Woody. So
so fuck then. Go on.
So I heard a story years ago when I was younger that fuck came from. Shit, was it the Germans? The Germans or something? Was their planes called the Fokkers?
Planes would be a bit of a stretch.
I could just say yes or no.
Because
that's very modern.
That's very modern. The planes one. So, I think
it was
shit,
the Germans
actually,
or the English couldn't say the word. So that when the planes was flying over, they were saying there's the Fokkers instead of Fokkers.
Maybe there is, but the word fuck itself would I think goes a bit.
further back.
Was it Roman times?
Well, Jesus is it when he hit himself in it with a hammer. Fuck. I've seen a lot of films.
Oh no, fuck actually, man.
For fuck's sake, that's sore.
Well, apparently it hit English, the sort of English language, in the 15th century and possibly arrived a little bit later from the German or the Dutch. It actually wasn't in the English Oxford Dictionary. It wasn't used until about the 1500s. So, and it was used as place names, though we can probably take it back a little bit earlier.
So what age were you in?
Well, early instances of the word fuck normally meant to strike. A lot of people thought it meant to fuck, to actually have sex. But the earliest instances actually meant to strike. So there you go. It's actually a threat.
Same thing. That's a fucking weapon. Like, in fairness, you're thinking you're thrusting that thing into somebody's hole. Like, it's definitely a strike.
Yeah.
Like, three in your eye.
There you go.
Yeah. Or if they're lying asleep, and you give them a helicopter. You give him a black eye.
That's an airstrike.
RPG.
Air fucking. That's going to be a new category on Pornhub. Air fucking. It's like air guitar with penises and vaginas.
Well, we want the copyright, don't we?
We are totally. I'll take
2%
of that.
All right. Well,
no, we need the copyright. We need to discuss this. Like, because I don't get me pop.
Lacking air. Imagine air fucking festivals. Imagine that was what the Clipper Festival was, an air fucking festival.
More people go to it.
That'd be fucking better crack, anyway. There'd be plenty of crack at that.
Not exactly family friendly, but...
Well, fuck that.
It's only air fucking.
Families aren't friendly, anyway.
It's like air rape.
Families are overrated.
Which is fine.
Air rape.
There's one we haven't talked about. Fart rape. I'm not even sure if that's possible.
Well, it's like somebody farted and you go away a bag and just put it in the bag and run.
And then,
gotcha!
And poke the
That's more like air fucking, I think. Right, okay. So the second most commonly popular favorite word that's a curse word in the world is the word cunt, a word you can't say in Canada. Any ideas
about
that?
But it's something
that
you are. I mean,
sometimes.
Oh, where did that come
from? And then Noella calls me a dick, so it's not really fair.
At least I'm not, whatever.
If you're a hermaphrodite, we don't mind.
Men call me cunts, women call me dicks. It's
mangina.
Mangina.
We're all friends here, bro. Oh, stay out of my bedroom.
But anyway,
please tell us where cunt came from, because I'm very interested in all this
Generally,
generally saying that, like,
Joe's got a clue. And a cunt.
Just was that always as a started off as a woman's box, like?
You're not far off, man. Actually, and Joe did this last time when we did the.
I know my boxes. I've met a chicken box.
Yeah. Oh my god. A chicken box is a meal in Northern Ireland. For those who don't know,
don't be telling them to steal it over here. Come here and get one. We need tourism.
Well, that's like my American friend Rusty. The first time he gets off the plane, he wants a chicken box. You know,
it's only time when Americans spend money when they come here.
That's it, yeah. They save up their whole life. It's like Mecca for Americans, Ireland.
It's like what?
It's like Mecca.
There's like 40 of them.
The Wailing Wall.
40 of them goes on the Patters and buys one pint.
It's the Spanish and the French. It's not the Americans.
The Americans like dairy specifically because it has a wall. So it's as if Trump's already been here.
Yes.
You know, the ancient
Trump. They
seem
familiar with it.
They love it. I thought we said we wouldn't mention Trump.
He is a cunt. There's a good word for it.
I kind of like him.
Oh my god.
Has he not done?
Good looking.
I'm asking a question. Can't I'm all friends?
Question.
Did you pick it on me and we were emotional about me cat yesterday?
Well, this is a language lecture.
In 2002. So, anyway.
I would say that Melania Trump and Donald Trump air fuck. I would say that's
oh
about
my god.
That's how they conceive their kids, air fucking.
Ew, my god.
That's how you make air kids.
I like his hair, though.
He would like yours.
So, if the money he's got, he can like it all he wants.
The word cunt is an old word appearing across Germanic and Scandinavian languages. Originally, rather than being a taboo word, it was a general descriptive word for, you know, a term for vagina. Cunt is more feminist than vagina, actually. You know, but it's in its old language, it's dependent upon the penis for its definition. Coming from the Latin word sheath. Sword sheath, particularly. So, not as cool as fuck, I think. Fuck was more fun.
Yeah, fair fuck.
Fuck, myself. Yeah, it sort of solves it for me. Fuck's my favourite.
Totes.
You know?
Nah, because... Like,
Because cunt was just there. It's exactly what it says it is.
I know. So then that's great.
But it wasn't bad. So this is the thing.
If you're arguing with somebody, I'll fuck up you, cunt. What do you call him after? Because look at his fist. Looks like an old fucked up pussy.
Yeah, true. True. I mean, the combination of them both in the one sentence is quite, you know, it doesn't get much better than that.
No.
Motherfucking cunt.
But you see, a woman's bits take a fuck of a lot more hammering than a man's bits.
Yeah,
but the man's bits are the
stronger.
Hammer.
Your appendage is outside of yourselves.
That's it. That's
like
weird,
how I can't even imagine that. I would have a big massive cager in that shit there. Like, I don't understand how you cope with that. I would just be looking at all the time. Yeah. I would walk around.
Yeah, because for me, it's like having another tunnel in between my legs.
It's an appendage, you know, outside yourself.
The reverse of that.
Well, I'm kind of lost. What are you talking about? He's talking about like
vaginas.
The difference between having a vagina. I mean, if you've got a vagina, obviously a penis is like what? You know.
Yeah, but does that? And you're saying if you were a man and you had a penis, you'd be looking at it all the time. So is that what you're saying?
But I'm speaking from a woman's perspective, obviously, because I don't have a penis. But
no, well, obviously you got.
And I appreciate the penis, but I don't have one.
I appreciate the penis, but I don't have one. No,
it's
well,
useful.
But it's sort of like you just looking down at yourself. You see it every day. But didn't that be one of the things where
I don't look down at my vagina every day. I don't need to wash it. I don't look. Don't
do
look
you wash
go.
It though?
Do you want
to
see?
The look says it all. This is very close to sexual harassment. Noella, can we get you to sign a form before you leave?
No.
No means
what do
no.
What I get for it?
Get the blue rope out.
Why the blue one?
Oh. The red one's for the red room, you might want to. Have you not seen Fifty Shades?
Red room backwards is murder.
Yeah.
Right then.
That's the word cunt. For me, it's fuck's my favorite, and that's it. By the way, these descriptions of the words fuck and cunt came from newrepublic.com, so they may be wrong. And fuck them if they are. They're
fuck
cunts.
Them. They're cunts as well.
The Bloody Basement Podcast.
By Mr. Black Pasta.
Right, so Noella, you've got more original songs, and you've got more guitar playing to do for us. Definitely.
Why are you not singing a song?
It's all about her.
Because I'm a cunt. Fucking cunt.
Fuck me then.
A motherfucking cunt.
Motherfucking. Tell me something. What was it like for you to go from, you know, Derry to America touring? I'm assuming you did it quite a bit of touring.
There was
over
a
there.
Lot of in between, like Derry for America, because I lived like, in where, Belfast.
Belfast.
I moved
then.
To Belfast to sing, and then I was in Dublin singing, and then I was in London for about 5 years singing everywhere. But you don't get paid in London for singing. It's all promotion. Like, you just... Nobody gives a fuck.
Probably some great gigs, though.
Oh, I supported Blind Melon. I supported...
Oh, really?
Boy George.
Blind Melon, back.
I know, before he died. Just before he died. I did a lot of support.
Who did you love? Did you meet...
Sarah McLachlan was just a star.
An
what
angel.
A beautiful, beautiful person.
Lovely. Oh, and did you ever... what were the Canadian girls? The other Canadian girls? There was like a group of them... Indigo Girls. Do you ever meet these guys?
No. They weren't really my thing. No. They were just too gay. Just too gay for me. I mean, I'm gay, but it's too gay for me.
So our first episode of the
Patty
podcast.
Griffin. Patty Griffin was my thing.
Oh,
and
class.
Like people that really, not that.
Bonnie Raitt, I like as
oh,
well.
Oh, Bonnie Raitt. I nearly had Bonnie Raitt singing on my first album.
Fuck.
Because Jerry Harrison produced it.
Oh, really?
I'm Talking Heads.
Jesus.
And
wow.
He, And how I got him, but how I got him was the company called me and says, "Who would you like to work with?" I says, "I'd love to work with Jerry Harrison," because I was just mad about Throw 'Em Copper, the live album at that time.
Oh, live the band! Oh, what an album! Yeah,
and he just produced it. It's fucking
Lightning Crashes. Lightning Crash.
I know, he was a weird fuck. Not Jerry Harrison. Him, your man from Lightning Crashes. But Jerry came over to London to meet me then. The first day, right? Because I recorded my album in the Plant Studios in Sausalito, just over the Golden Gate Bridge. I was starving in London, right? Like a week before. And then I was like living fucking the life. With a house, on a houseboat that cost like $3,000 a week to stay in. You know, I was there for the guts of nearly a year. First night, me and Jerry me and my manager and Jerry and a few other people. Jerry got so drunk, he literally slid down the chair under the table. This is going to be good. I'm going to enjoy this here.
No,
that's how I got to, Jerry.
Well, I'm not sure if we spoke about it when I met Oasis.
Oh, no.
Did we?
Not on here, we haven't.
Oh.
No, but wait, we'll give you a bit of background. So Joe worked for a kind of company that ran security and things at events. Yeah, events, big events.
Big
concerts, like you were Eminem, 50 yeah, Cent, all these guys. Yeah.
So, fucking hell, it. So, cut a long story short. I got my feet on the table with the main man who's run it. He was a local man as well, Big Beatty.
Aye.
Brian Beatty. Right, he says, hey, stay in here, you're running it tonight. Lost down here. At the fucking stage, nobody, he said to me, nobody gets past it here unless they have these badges here. Nobody. These fucking four fellas come walking across. One of them, I'm trying to not get up because I always do the accents, but one of them getting up, his hand up his top like that, walking sideways like this. You know what I mean?
Like,
I mean,
he's like, dosey doing.
Like proper, yeah. And the four of them come walking towards me and I'm like, hey boys, hey. No passes, boys, you're not getting up. I looked over about the four fellas and looked over like that and I seen a boy going, ah, oh, you fucking stupid, let them in, you fucking dick, let them up. I looked like that, it was Oasis.
You're a dick.
Stopped Oasis from going on their own stage. Fucking.
But you know what, they'd have loved that.
Because I was a fucking heretic and then we don't.
Big Irish people, because they're massive Irish.
We don't wait, like, when they all left them at the end of the show, they all shook my hand, they left and all, I just all I looked sweat. Fucking mortified. And then we done Bon Jovi, Eminem and Oxygen and things like that there. Green Day, Pharrell, Snoop Dogg, like, you know, we didn't get to meet them all, like, you know, but it was deadly, but the most embarrassing thing ever.
I think Ireland has some of the best music, the best original music for sure. Maximum, all my favourite artists are from Ireland, north or south, definitely.
America's quite a few fucking amazing artists for me.
But gee, I would hear some
blues,
very unique
soul.
I think
blues and soul, yeah.
Music was a massive thing between us two, though, as a friendship.
Yeah, for a different side. I think for you and I, it was hip hop.
Yeah,
because I grew up for first 4 years of my life in the hood, and I heard you know Dr. Dre pumping through the wall, my mom banging on the wall, turn it down, and
no.
The neighbor Wanda. It just fits, doesn't it? The neighbor Wanda. Sorry Nancy, you know, and I'm going, turn it up. I like this fucking Snoop Dogg, Dr. Dre shit.
But it's like you know. But you introduced me to a lot of music that wasn't commercial bullshit. Justin introduced me to a lot of stuff.
I would hunt, I would search.
Yeah, but like there's a lot of stuff, and you know me, I pay attention, and I download that shit then legally.
Always.
And
Spotify.
Spotify.
Oh, Spotify.
So it's very legal and like the markets down in the corner.
The best gig, hey, one of the best gigs I saw just by pure randomness in Hollywood was, and all the gigs in Hollywood are small because everybody goes there to showcase their new albums or whatever.
Yeah. Intimate's far better anyway.
Friends of mine is like, let's go. Black Eyed Peas opened. There's only about 500 people in this room.
Cool.
Black Eyed Peas, then Lauryn Hill came on.
I like Lauryn Hill.
She was fucking unbelievable.
I'm so glad you
said
that.
She was so hoarse, she couldn't speak, but she was fucking unbelievable.
Yeah, she's
right. And then Eminem.
My God. Do you mean
Jesus,
like,
just heart just sink. I'd love to see Lauryn Hill.
You know everybody in Hollywood. You see, if you lived in Hollywood, you'd fucking know everybody too.
Yeah.
Because everybody.
And everyone's there for the same reason. It's like going to Nashville. You know, and you go in somewhere and you say, oh, what do you do? Oh, I play guitar. And they go, right. You know, because Nashville, everybody's playing guitar.
Oh, I know. It's
so Hollywood's the actor version of that.
Whereas I wasn't an actor, so they all trusted me.
So did you actually meet him and everything?
Aye.
Oh, you bastard.
Hey.
Hit you even more.
Not at all.
No, I'm not bad. But like, no, I would like proper.
But I wouldn't, but it just wasn't a big deal. Like, it's like, how you doing? All right, yeah, it's okay.
I know, but still.
Can we talk about something? Since we're talking about Eminem, can we bring up something?
Oh my God, I know. Yes. I know.
Can we bring this
say.
Up? Yeah.
You know, at the concert?
Yeah.
What happened?
So, Joe.
I forgot about this R bar.
All right. So, because maybe a second opinion would be nice here. This is seriously going to get heated, folks. So just.
Wait there. Whoa. I don't know what they're talking about. Are you talking about what I'm talking about?
Somebody better start talking
about
it. You know
about Jamie Lee Curtis?
No.
Oh, well, fuck, I don't want to talk about it then.
But you have met a lot of people, though. No, when we went to see Eminem in Bangor. Right, well, first of all, Joe's very punctual and stuff, so we got there early. Bangor, you know, outdoors, just 60,000 people or something. We got there early, we got the pit bracelet, so we're very close, you know, we can...
Every Eminem,
we can feel the sweat.
Photographs, hand them a tricolor and everything.
A great lineup too. Bands I didn't think I would have liked. Kaiser Chiefs were there.
Yeah,
fucking great.
They were unbelievable.
D12 was great. Jimmy Eat World was there. They were great.
Yeah.
Eminem headlined it, and that was fantastic.
It was all right.
But while we're waiting, while we're waiting for Eminem to come out, Joe's missus spots Paul Rosenberg, Eminem's manager, in the crowd. And this is, you know, Bangor, Northern Ireland, so no one's got a fucking clue except us two fanboys, you know. That's fucking, you know, Paul Rosenberg. So we go over to get a picture with him, which is fine. We've got a picture. We got the picture, didn't we? Lovely picture. Great. Really nice. You posted it up on Facebook and made it look as if we arrived with them in a helicopter and all. You remember that?
Oh, shit.
Took a picture of a helicopter.
I'll show you how we
us going to Eminem in a helicopter.
Shut up.
From Derry to Bangor. Which is bullshit.
You're laughing. Do you know what's so fucking funny? Every fucker believed it, and they still do.
They'd be all
fair. Hey, fair play to you. If you're a dude, you do it big. I couldn't even afford to fucking go.
No, but hold on a minute. But it gets, let's go a bit further into it, because you're married to Elaine now.
Yeah.
You're married to your missus now, but you weren't then.
No.
And there was a certain a request that you had for Eminem at the time, and
was just pure random.
And I didn't. I thought it was a bad idea, but you were
proceeded.
You proceeded anyway. I said, no, he's working. Leave him alone. Don't do it. It's a pub singing thing. But what was that request? What was, do you remember?
I wrote it down on a bit of paper. The thing, Paul Rosenberg, go and ask them, and they shut it out. They asked my wife to marry me.
Shut up.
Eminem.
Did he?
No, Paul Rosenberg says he'll let the ad.
Eminem.
I said, I'm deleting him on Facebook. I'm deleting him on Facebook.
Eminem, can you ask my wife to propose? I don't know if he's a big fan of marriage. Have you heard his records? It's
he'd probably say, ah, big man, I wouldn't do it.
Great father, but not a fan of marriage, I think.
No.
But the
Mariah says he's not boyfriend material anyway.
The first Eminem concert was like 2002 in Punchestown.
Where's Punchestown?
Dublin, where they have oxygen.
So Dublin.
But that's right, calm down. We're all friends here. So, and we met Jamie Lee Curtis. So my friend Mike Noel says, hey, you want my Jamie Lee Curtis is over here from Michael Myers Halloween. He said, oh, fuck, brilliant. So we'll go over for a picture. She was on the pit. She wasn't VIP or anything. Mm-hmm. She had two big bodyguards for her. She was down in her hunkers.
Day?
Well, don't want to talk about it. I'm too young.
Can we let's describe hunkers. I think this is an English lesson today.
It's on your knees.
On hunkers, your knees. On hunkers your is on your knees.
Is it?
In your hunkers?
No, so what do you do when you're squatting down?
Oh, we have a debate. There's a riff in there's a riff in the philosophy.
That's his fucking answer. So anyway, we went over and we got a photograph here and all, and we're down in the picture, and I says like, Noel was chatting away there and asking her stuff, and I was
Noel, your mate.
My friend Noel was asking her about stuff and fair play to you, and I says, what are you doing here anyway in Ireland? Like, she's like, I follow him and him all the time. I said, oh, brilliant. I said, I love your music.
What?
I said, do I love
Jamie Lee Curtis.
Did you see the photograph? I have a fucking redner on it. My friend Noel hit me. He says,
fucking
actor, you dick.
You're a dick.
Oh. I was that nervous.
I'm embarrassed thinking about that.
Absolute burning.
As Noella would say, you're a dick.
You're a dick.
Absolute.
That's a
absolute cringe. I love your music.
And then she used to stand and pose for a photo with you because you're seven.
Because you're simple. Because you're like special.
No, I think,
you're
I
seven,
think
but you're seven going on 16 or something.
I think Noel says I'm his care or something. She gave me a puddle.
God.
There you go.
Mr. Black Pastas.
Bloody Basement Podcast.
So the photo was going around of Joe and Jamie Lee Curtis. He's just insulted her. He's assumed she's, you know, Celine Dion or someone.
They're actually bringing out a new Halloween, I think.
Yeah.
They're doing
I saw the trailer. Looks great, actually.
Mm-hmm.
There's the helicopter we got.
That's the Joe. Send me that so I can post it.
I remember Limbisk. I met Limbisk at a party in Hollywood. He's all, come down to my studio. I said, fuck off.
I fucking would have done it.
Not the fuck.
But then you'd have been on the wrong side of Eminem.
Exactly.
So yeah, we were the only people who knew, and we didn't even know who the other guy was.
Paul Rosenberg actually asked. He said, Paul Rosenberg, what the fuck are you doing? Because he wasn't walking about that pit.
Yeah.
He went out and walked down to 60,000 people taking pictures.
Yeah, taking pictures on
an
icon or something.
And he said, what the fuck are you doing? And he says, he's like, how do you even know who I am? And I was like, man, we're diehard fans. Yeah. Like, you know. I don't mind to get a picture and all, but do you know what I'll always regret?
I bet he was lured.
Do you know what I'll always regret?
What?
That I never ask. Is there any chance I can meet Eminem? Because if anybody's going to get you backstage to meet Eminem, as manager, and I'll never. If I had a thought instead of asking that fucking stupid question about proposing.
Now, normally I would be like against all the, that kind of thing, but because of the way that you, because of the way that it was approached, I mean, we were very calm. We weren't
we weren't
shouting his name across the crowd. Paul!
People did actually ask. They're all, the couple won't stop, and they're all, "Who's he? Who's he?" "No, it's a friend of mine from years ago." And they walked away again. I remember that.
Selfish cunt. Selfish fucking cunt.
Yeah, you'll find that most musicians, as you know yourself, Justin, that when you're done, you don't want to see anybody. You're just done. Like, you're exhausted. You haven't got anything left.
In pubs, for sure.
Anywhere, everywhere.
I mean, if I see places where I've played and it's been, you know, there's Noella away.
I need to get a drink of something.
Told you about the water. I said it at the start.
Did you, eh?
I said at the start of the podcast, you think he's down, south and I didn't give you any water.
No. Do you want to take a break and run to the shop?
We'll take
a
break.
Go to the shop.
Any of us? Any of us? Any of us? Any of us?
Any of us? I'll tell you what we'll do.
We'll take a break.
You two sit and have a chat. I'll run down and grab some drinks and keep chatting.
He's my
favorite. Noella Hutton on the Bully Basement Cop Pod. I can't fucking speak today. Jesus Christ. Play us a song while I go get you a drink in the shop.
Cheeky little baby. That's not me singing.
I spoke about a Fibby Pop before, yes. He's back with a food now, with a receipt, so we go halves.
You are? You're a little fucking...
He has 17 songs last day. Right, get the meth out.
Have you any coke or no?
It's been pure roasting.
The Bloody Black Podcast. What the fuck is going on with me today? The Bloody Black Basement Podcast. No, It's not right, is it?
No, medication.
The Bloody Basement Podcast, episode 3, which we're going to title The First Noella.
The First Noella.
No, I mean, what? Fuck this, crack. The angel. You're fucking singing too much.
Excuse me.
And I can't sing.
First of all,
that's true.
Two.
I was born on Christmas Day.
We actually.
That's why I was called Noella.
Actually,
oh,
Christmas
really?
Day.
So, what a great title for the episode.
Doesn't
that's
matter.
It. And it's your first time on the podcast.
Oh, you don't make up. I get it. But it was my first time on the podcast. My first name's Joseph.
But look at your hair.
My first name's Joseph.
Be racist. That's my dad. He chose my dad.
I brought us drinks and brought us some kind of munchies. Bread. Just, not for you, though. Joe. There are two drinks. I don't know if you're aware of
he
this.
He brought bread and Mars bars. So we're having Mars bar sandwiches.
Not far off.
Can I just get a drink, please? Because I'm so thirsty.
Yeah, if you want, if you must.
All right.
Well, I got what you wanted. Yeah, right. But Joe, there were two drinks that I never heard of when I first came over here, and I learned them from you.
Football special. It's one of football special.
That Noella got that one right.
I love football special.
Oh, shit. No, the other one
two drinks that we don't have in the States, and I learned them both from you.
Lult.
Fanta Exotic.
No. We have like 17 types of Fanta in the States. We have strawberry, motherfucker. You've had strawberry Fanta? It's fucking delicious.
Who bought America again? What?
Mexicano. Mexicano.
Get him to finish the walls.
I can't get the other one.
Oh, Iron Brew.
Iron Brew.
Yep.
Very good.
Which one do you want?
Which one do you... Well, first of all, what is Iron Brew? What flavour is Iron Brew?
I'll take this one. Well,
it's brewed by Iron Man.
It's brewed by... So you know the railway track down at the Foyle Valley Railway where it's big tourists now? And then railways got cut down. They actually broke that down. And it accidentally got made into lemonade. True story with all the facts taken out of it.
So strained, drained, sweetened... Railway track fluid. Yeah. That's what we're.
Yes.
That's what Iron Brew is. Football special, right?
That's hairs in your chest, like barbed wire.
Special, and we love football.
What's the deal with the football special? And what flavour is that? I can never.
It's do you know what's funny? It's so faded.
It's
back
not.
In the day.
It used to be more orange.
Yes,
then. It was more.
I think it was more dark. I think even.
Oh, was it? Yeah.
They've delivered it down now. Cutbacks.
Maybe that's a Mandela effect.
Cutbacks or the plastics, the pigments of the plastics breaking off on site, which causes cancer. But I mean.
I heard it's something like, you know, what is it, the Coke and Sprite mixed together or something like that?
It's like a soda. It's like soda.
But okay. there's an alcohol.
Why is that special to football?
Eh?
Why is that? Surely it's not encouraged to drink
the
football.
It used to be lighter than that. It used to be a lot lighter than that.
I thought it was darker.
No, it was lighter.
I thought it was darker too, like 10 years ago.
I definitely do think it was darker.
Well, you see, when I was away and when you two weren't even around...
They didn't have it on bottle.
We made our own football special.
No, they didn't record it in your hand.
Yeah. We had a stand with.
It's a big bucket, you just went down like that.
We only had troughs.
Back then it was called Football Splash.
Sorry. Oh my god.
You're going to hell.
Commonly used in air fucking.
Right. But I don't know. A football special reminds me of being in like at a bar or restaurant with your parents when you were younger.
Yeah, totally.
Donegal.
100%.
Donegal. We have a pack of potato, cheese, and onion.
But something about the flavour, it's exactly the same for me.
There's an alcohol that you mix that tastes like the same too. And it's Lucozade and something else. I can't even mind. My wife used to drink it all the time.
Probably football special.
Something comfort or something.
But it tastes like this. It's
that makes sense, yeah. Southern Comfort.
Southern Comfort.
Super tastes like it, because I mean, they were banging them on there when we were younger.
Banging them?
Aye.
Banging them.
Fucking hardcore.
Pass a snuff.
Spazzing out on the football special. Fiending.
Thank you so much, by the way, Justin, for that.
No.
You'll have to say that when I had to wear a seat and you go. Affers.
Affers. Give me 30p, please.
Tax deductible.
I'm going to have to fix this mic.
Joe, you're just not getting treated fair today, are you?
No.
Noella's here and it's like...
But he's good looking. I mean, at least, come on.
I definitely have a fist for radio.
He definitely does. No, shut up.
I would call it a rape face if you really.
We all look the same eating Apollo.
Oh my god. By the way, did I send out some kind of memo that told us all to wear flip flops today? Because we all
knew it was going to be hotter than hell in here.
I'm rocking what I love rocking, flip flops and socks.
Oh my.
Are we all in shorts, Noelle? Have you got shorts on?
No, I don't. I've knickers on like underneath, but I'm not. No, not today.
Yeah, and you've got the body warmer.
What color?
It's just what I'm...
Is she talking about knickers? Will you stop stopping?
Sorry.
What colour did you say?
Stop it, darling.
Oh, my God.
Super freak.
Why do I have a podcast? Why do people listen to this? They're fucking insane.
Crazy.
Because they're not well.
No, they're definitely not. We don't mean anything we say.
We do.
No, we don't.
We do.
This type of voice is in my head.
So do I, Justin.
Yes, we do.
You're a dick.
I'm still hearing them. Multiple personality syndrome. Well, that's episode 3, the first Noella.
Like, I'm kind of not funny.
See, he's still not. Joe's not,
he's still
that
not
happy.
Happy about that.
The first
you're
Noella.
You're not just happy enough being my dad, no?
No, whatever you're on there, like. Well, my boots clean, just clean their room. You're alright.
Oh my God. Jesus.
What so means trunk?
So earlier when we started this, you had to go, you need to go to the cinema. Yeah. That's now you've cancelled the cinema and you want to stay longer.
Obviously she took her knickers off and left them on the floor.
I did not.
Those are yours after she sang.
Oh my God, I'm changing my napping.
Oh my God. Well, guys, thanks for being a part of this. Well, it's great to have you on, you know, properly
so
on the podcast.
I'm so on.
Because you've been on the channel a few times in certain different productions. Again, Joe, don't be jealous.
Oh.
You did the very first episode of the Bloody Basement podcast. Why can I say it now? How come I couldn't say it earlier?
Because you're outside, you're out of fresh air.
Yeah. Too much heroin.
Yeah.
The fact.
So the government's spraying chemicals down the poppies.
Oh my God. Let's play some music. I'm definitely going to get cancelled, but fuck it. Right?
Fuck it.
Thanks for listening. This is a load of shite. This is complete bull. Have we learned anything today?
We are amazing.
I know, we learned that a pussy is a cunt that I'm right again.
That's true, yeah.
Fuck you.
Wait, in 20 years' time, we'll find out that sneezing is actually part of an orgasm. The right. Main part of the orgasm,
right,
actually.
We see, give me some pepper. We see how hard I get.
Orgasms. Her little genital sneezes, actually.
That's what I'm going
to
find
out. Oh, shit, before we go, we were supposed to talk about... the last time when we were on about the sharks is around a lot longer than trees.
Sharks?
What are you talking about?
I think we mentioned something like that before.
Is this like the sneeze orgasms?
No.
But sharks have to have been around longer than
trees. His question is all, what are you talking about?
Yeah, but I don't question the possible logic of it or fact of it. I question the source.
We were going to check it out, that's what it was. You were all about checking it out, Emma, the time when we mentioned that in the last podcast. I'm nearly sure.
Are you going to let that
you
go
picked the time to bring it up.
Cry like a wee bitch.
No, just you know what? Hey, we'll see how good the mixed podcast is when it's full of fucking studios on fire.
Yeah. Mr. Black Pasta up in smoke. Jesus, that's what we need. Fire sounds in the intro. We've already got the chainsaw sound. We've got the chainsaw sound.
Oh, was that great? Noella, absolutely brilliant to hear you again.
Absolutely. Can't believe fantastic. You're here. That's brilliant.
We love it. Check out Noella Hutton on Google. Just Google Noella Hutton. Stop being a fucking lazy.
Porn XX.
You can see
porn.
It in the description. Stop being a dick. All you gotta do is
EJizz.com.
XHamster.com. Shouts out, Pornhub.
Mangina.
Oh my God. Right, get out of my house.
Football specials.
Get out of my basement.
Football specials.
Bye.
Football.
See ya. That's the cops.
If you could read my mind, what I need to tell you, everything makes me cry. Why? You, I know you see right through where my darkness takes me. You shone a light for me and finally I'm so glad you found me. I really needed a very special friend so I can be myself, yeah. You could see my heart, oh, I wouldn't need to see. Everything makes me cry inside. Ooh, I know you see right through where my body's taking me. so glad you found me. I really needed a very special friend so I can be myself. Yeah. Yes, I really wanna kiss you and hold you in my hands till the music ends. Yeah. My friend, my friend, oh my friend.
Basement Podcast
by Mr. Black Pasta.